Hello, once again, and welcome along to On The Fly, which is Guitar Fly's weekly internationally based guitar podcast. I say weekly, it's been off air for quite some time. In fact, 2.5 months, isn't it, Les?
Yes, it has. And but this is our anniversary show.
It's indeed. It's been a whole year since our very first show.
Yeah.
Our award-winning inaugural show.
Yes. Congratulations.
Congratulations to you too. Thank you.
We've had triplets as well, yeah.
We should like to see... Well, let me just briefly explain for those of you who used to listen to the show.
Yeah. We're back.
We're back, but we're going to be slightly different.
Yes.
In the fact that we've got a huge amount of work on. We've been, unfortunately, preoccupied for the last sort of 2.5 months. So we're now back... But this show is going to be sort of monthly now.
Yes,
if I can speak, monthly, monthly.
You are out of practice.
Rather than sort of weekly, but the same sort of format. Les, who's the sort of the expert in all things guitar, he will be availing you of his latest knowledge.
Yes,
I shall be playing some instruments. As Les mentioned, we've had triplets.
Yes, that's three new additions to
our guitar family, and all sorts of things happen. So we'll talk about these general guitar. Additions in a moment, but first of all, Les, you are clutching a rather large wad of paper.
Well, it's not actually a large wad of paper. I can't talk as well. A large wad of paper, but there have been a couple of things in the news, guitar related.
Right.
And one is our Tony Blair has departed his normal role of Prime Minister and handed it over.
Yes, indeed.
I still don't know how you can do that. You know, how can you hand over?
Prime
Ministership. Because, I mean, he's actually sort of... He should be voted in, but he's just passed it along. I mean, like...
It happens quite a lot. You look about historically.
Yeah,
but
what I'm saying
years.
Is, though, if I had voted for Tony Blair, I hadn't voted for Gordon Brown.
You haven't, no, but the only thing
So suddenly, Gordon Brown has got my vote, even though I didn't vote for him, and I find that strange, if you see what I mean.
Yeah, but the same thing, of course, happened with John Major when he took over Margaret Thatcher. There was no vote, was it? Margaret Thatcher wasn't booted out.
In that case, the system's at fault.
Yeah.
We should have
and also it happened in the 70s between...
Anyway, I'm not politically minded.
Hang on. I'm finished, yes.
Cut you off, sure.
I
know what you're like.
With what's-his-face when you passed over to... When Harold Wilson resigned early. Those of you, of course, who don't live in Great Britain, all this is superfluous information.
Yeah, Harold Wilson was the guy that said, every pound you spend goes in my pocket. Oh, that was a good impression.
Well, it was an impression. Anyway, this is not a political show.
No, Tony Blair's bugged off.
Because he is a guitar player.
Yes, indeed.
Is that the reason why you're talking about this?
Yes. That is the reason why I'm talking about this. Okay. And apparently he was given a guitar. Mind you, when you read the first line, two guitars and a thumping ovation. Anyway, oh, dear me. We have been away a long time. Anyway, yes, he actually got two guitars. Now, the crazy thing about this is, right... it says here, both guitars will presumably have to be declared under the ministerial code for gifts worth over 140 quid.
Right.
So they must have been fairly good then. He got one from Arnold Schwarzenegger as well.
Guitar?
Yeah. Gave him a guitar.
Because he was the last... Isn't this bizarre? I mean, just imagine this for a second. Sorry to interrupt.
Yeah, okay.
Imagine going back 10 years.
Yeah.
Okay, because we can talk about this, because this is a piece of politics that does affect... American friends, of course.
Yeah.
Imagine going back 10 years and someone says to you, in 10 years' time, the Prime Minister of Great Britain is going to be Tony Blair. He's going to resign. And the last person he's going to have a proper conversation with, a proper meeting, is the Terminator. But that was it, wasn't it? He was his last official ministerial guest, wasn't he?
Yeah.
He's Arnold Schwarzenegger. You wouldn't believe it, would you?
No.
So who do we expect the next 10 years? Do you think? There's all sorts of famous people who go into politics.
I actually think we should have Kelly Brook as Prime Minister then.
Why?
It's as daft as Arnold Schwarzenegger being in politics. And I love her.
Anyway, right.
So he was given both guitars, okay. Now this is the bit that really got me, okay. I mean, obviously he's a, you know, world leader. Mm. Gets a lot of presents. And he apparently has been given four guitars before, since 2001. Including one each from the rock stars Bryan Adams and Bono, and decided not to take them with him when he leaves. Well, who on earth plays guitar then? He's going to leave four guitars at number 10.
He can't leave guitars at number 10.
Well, that's what he's saying. It's ridiculous, isn't it? I just thought, that's daft.
Don't tell me, there's probably some sort of legal thing that's, as you say, that's. They are not, they weren't, they are.
They were
not
given to him as a.
They were given to the Prime Minister.
Yes.
of which he happened to have the role at the time, and therefore,
yeah, so he has to leave them for the next prime minister, sort of thing.
Is Gordon Brown a guitar player? Do you think?
I hope not.
What do you mean? You hope not?
No, I just hope not. Anyway, I don't like him at all.
But
that's just my point of view, and I'm entitled to it.
Can I just point out for all of those who are listening?
This is not the view of...
Other politicians are available.
Oh, dear. And also, we've recently had Gladstonebury, which is, this year has been an absolute...
What do you call it? Gladstonebury?
Glastonbury.
Oh, Glastonbury, sorry. Yeah,
yeah. Not Gladstonebury. No. Like I said, I'm cold. Glastonbury, which is, this year has been an absolute total washout. I think it must have been under about 3 feet of water this year.
Do you know, I don't get that Glastonbury.
I don't. I mean,
I don't understand why. You would have thought, it's down in Somerset, pleasant part of the country. For those of you who don't come from this country, it's down south, which is generally considered to be the warmer part of the country.
Yes.
It's in the middle of June, which is generally considered to be a reasonable month.
Flaming June and all that, yeah.
I won't use the language I'm about to use, or was going to use, but it's always bucketing with rain.
Yeah.
I mean, it always, isn't it? Yeah, it's almost like something happened that... A common thing on it.
In fact, if anywhere around the world needs water, stage Glastonbury.
But why don't they move it?
It's going to rain. I don't know. I don't understand.
Or something.
I don't understand. Anyway. But anyway, a group, The Breaks, and their guitarist, Eamon Hamilton, has lost his guitar there, probably in the mud, actually. Well, in fact, it actually says here, it says, he is sent out, issued a plea to anyone who may have found information on its whereabouts. Hamilton left his Gua Tennessee Bluesbird guitar lying in the mud. And it's probably just sank. outside the left field tent sometime between 3 a.m. and 7 a.m.
Right.
On Sunday, June the 23rd, after playing a set at 2:30 a.m. The guitar was in a black case and had a bronze Ace wooden microphone pickup with the bronze wording rubbed off. He wishes to make it strongly understood that although the guitar holds no real monetary value, it is of priceless sentimental value.
So priceless, he left it outside a tent.
In the mud.
In the mud.
I don't know what to say about that, really. Did you know, do you remember some time ago, one of our shows, I said, because we were toying with the idea, weren't we, of actually opening a guitar shop.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, and you came to the conclusion there was no money in it.
No, I did, and you agreed.
Okay, yes. Because you are our sort of our financial guru, aren't you? Anyway, so I sort of said, yes, okay, I sort of concurred with your statement. Mm. Right, listen to this then.
Okay.
I mentioned to you once how much a guitar shop makes, and I think I mentioned the Guitar Center in America.
Oh, yeah, it's a big chain.
Big chain. It's just been recently sold.
All right, yeah.
Have a guess how much for?
Well, I mean, it's going to be a few dollars in, I imagine.
Go on there. Have a guess.
It'll be at least 100. I don't know. I mean, the problem is it's in this... has it got any figures on how many shops
Well, let's put it this way, right. Customers have included every rock star in recent history, from Jimmy Page, Eric Clapton, Courtney Love, like all of them, okay? How much?
Well, the thing I was going to say was, I know they're not popular with some people out there in the States. And what I've been reading, a lot of people don't like Guitar Center. So I assume they must have hundreds and hundreds of stores.
Oh, flipping heck, look at that. Guitar Center began in 1959 when former car salesman Wayne Mitchell purchased a small appliance and home organ store in Hollywood. In 1964, Mitchell converted a movie theatre next door to his Hollywood shop and opened the first Guitar Center on Sunset Boulevard.
How many stores have they got, did you say?
210.
Do you know, I thought about 200, isn't that bizarre? 210, let's say... $500,000 a piece. $100 million.
Right. Okay. $1.9 billion.
Call it $2 billion. So £1 billion.
Yeah. No, £2 billion. Oh yeah, £1 million, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That is something.
But that is probably what we were sort of saying. I'm not saying there isn't money in guitar stores. But how much is that? That's £1 million.
Yeah.
Okay, and they've got
210.
200 stores, so that's $50 million per store. Yeah. That can't be right. It's not worth $50 million per store.
Well, that's what it's going
for. Hang on. Isn't an American billion $100 million? No, it can't be.
There'll still be 5 million a store.
Mm.
Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Anyway. Sorry.
There you go. We should have done it and obviously didn't. Anyway. It was just a very, very quick article, in fact, from the Indian Times.
Because you often read the magazine, don't you? Paper.
Is that not, yeah, the Times of India. I read it every Sunday and Saturday.
Yeah. Is it in Indian?
Don't be silly. No, it's not. No. But it actually just says, how to choose a guitar. And it literally gives you about 5 lines.
Go on then, let's hear them.
Right, it says, the choices are many. What you need to remember first and foremost is to not choose a guitar solely based on how it looks or what everyone else tells you. Choose the guitar that feels right. Play many guitars before making your final choice. You may start with wanting a particular guitar with all of your heart and soul, only to find yourself drawn to a completely different make and model simply because it felt right in your hand. And that's it.
Yeah.
Because they're short and I thought, it's short and sweet.
But they're often referred to by many as very knowledgeable, the Indian Times, aren't they?
Yes.
As on
guitar. I mean, they are known as, you know, guitarists the worldwide, aren't they?
Yeah.
You know.
Well, then, is that it then?
Now, the article on choosing a sitar was a lot longer.
Was that in the English Times?
That was in the English Times. Yeah. How to choose a sitar.
Yeah. Well, perhaps it's been mistranslated. Perhaps it is a sitar. Read it back to us.
No, you can't.
Come on, read it back.
Hang on, I've got to bend down.
Hang on. Right. Surely, could this not apply to a sitar? What was the first rule?
Oh, hang on,
one bit. You can't have lost it. It's already when you throw it on the floor.
Oh, yeah, got it. Right. Sorry. The Times of India. Okay. The choices are many. What you need to remember first and foremost is to not choose a sitar solely based on how it looks or what everyone else tells you.
Yeah.
Choose the sitar that feels right. Play many sitars before making your final choice. You may start wanting a particular sitar with all of your heart and soul, only to find yourself drawn to a completely different make and model. Well, they don't do makes and models. It's a sitar, isn't it?
No, they do.
I mean, they don't do a Gibson sitar and a Fender sitar.
No, it's funny you say that. I've got a feeling that Gibson or Fender do make a sitar.
Are you joking? Oh,
I'm sure they do.
Oh, dear. Anyway.
Sorry, yes.
Anyway, yeah. To your part of the show now, we've had triplets. Now, by now, you should have mastered playing the guitar with a spoon.
Oh, yeah, don't go on about that. It was health and safety. Health and safety.
Health and safety.
That was a little thing that a few months back you spotted. I got hold of a video. Yes. I keep saying I'll put it on our website and I'll make the point of doing it. Yeah, yeah. Of a blues guy playing a blues tune using a spoon in his mouth. Which is very good. But no, that I can't do.
Ah, so I actually kept my side of the bargain and you didn't.
Because your side of the bargain?
On your lap is sitting a guitar that I made.
This would be the... I'm trying to think of the most appropriate person to actually use to describe this. This is... most blinged up guitar I have ever seen in my entire life. Yeah. Do you know that program they have in this country and they have in the States? It's that Pimp My Ride.
Yes.
This is Pimp My Guitar.
It is.
Les, who's a crafted guy, you can craft things.
I'm a crafty.
He has built this guitar. Now, let's be clear about a few things here. Yeah. This is using some pretty good hardware. Okay.
Well,
it was no point going to the time and effort of building an instrument and then using cheap hardware.
Yeah, yeah. And I must admit, actually, it's not, and you will be playing it in a moment, but it's not sort of the finished article that I wanted, for the simple reason that we were trying to make a Mark Knopfler copy, weren't we?
Yeah.
So we sort of got the instructions, or I got all the, a sort of inventory of all the hardware that is used and the type of guitar on a Mark Knopfler guitar. Which over here is fairly expensive at like £1,200 or something like that, $2,500. Mm-hmm. And I thought, right, can I make a cheaper one? And you decided on the colour scheme of dark blue and gold, which is where the Pimp My Guitar bit came in.
Well, no, I don't think I did it, did I?
You did, yeah.
I asked for red, and you said you ran out of red.
No. No, you actually said, let's have it a bit different. Let's have blue with gold. So I sourced then all the gold parts. And the reason I'm not happy about it is I actually even sourced a gold bridge, the original sort of vintage tremolo Fender bridge.
Yeah.
It didn't fit. So, yes, I purchased a kit and all the hardware and made the guitar.
And you sprayed all the body in this lovely blue colour. I must admit that that's a good effort, actually, on that.
It is a good effort. However, on the body then. Like I say, the two bits I'm not happy with is that back plate that you're actually pointing to now.
Yeah, yes. White. It's got the standard white back plate. Is that because you couldn't get hold of a gold one?
I couldn't get hold of a gold one.
Yeah.
And the tremolo, because the bridge on the vintage Fender tremolo that is the Martin Offler one is actually a lot deeper. So when I put it in, it was sort of hanging out the back.
Because we thought the bodies of Stratocaster were all pretty much
much. So the kit, they obviously skimp and scrape a bit, so they're actually a bit narrower.
Yeah.
However, it is going to all change, and all the hardware will be swapped over to a proper
Fender body.
So,
well, I will play a bit now, but I must just explain to people that what you're about to hear, for reasons that will become clear in a second, is not the instrument at its best.
No.
What so we've going actually, to have a sort of... We've actually got, for those of you interested in the sort of technicalities, we're plugging this straight into our mixing desk. Yep. So those of you who play guitar know that's not the best way of doing it. But the reason for doing it is then we're going to spin from this instrument to electroacoustic in a second. It was the easiest way of doing it. So we're a little bit short of tone, really, on this at the moment, which is a bit of a shame, really. But it's... Ooh. Bit of a tune up, isn't it? It's got a nice sort of it's got a good variety of sounds. I mean, I used actual sort of bridge picker. It's good for sort of that sort of country, you know.
Yeah.
Which I think it's good. Sorry about that. You're gonna get that clicks, unfortunately. But the little bridge picker, that sort of. Good sort of, it's got that Martin Offler sort of sound. Good sort of sound on there. I'll just move them to the middle one, a bit quieter. Middle one's got plenty of, and then we've got the sort of neck ones and, a nice sort of,
Texas original pickups really have some oomph.
It's a shame, actually, we are playing straight in the desk, and next week we'll get it rigged up to the valve amp, and it's much, much better for the valve amp, isn't it?
Yeah. It is, yes.
You always get it slightly compressed a bit too much to this sort of desk here, but sort of more on that next week, then, I think. That's where the best sort of justice we're given there, really, because it's very, very good.
Okay.
Very, very good.
Thank you.
Let me just... Am I unplugged? I'm going to move now over to our second child.
Yes.
Let's put this down here.
There. But it's not a bad effort, though, is it, for a first effort? I mean,
it's extremely good. It's extremely good, yeah. It's a bit of a shame we've not got it all fully set up today to really hear the benefit of it. We'll get it done for the next show.
Yes.
Which will probably be August's show. In fact, will the Mark II one be done, do you think, in time?
Possibly. But the thing is, I mean, a lot of these bits for these sort of come from the States. Mm. I mean, like, the pickups from that, I had to get from Italy, of all places.
That noise you can hear there. Sorry, listeners. That's me plugging into this. This is the second child.
It is, yes.
And this, to be honest with you, is the most outrageous acoustic guitar I've ever seen in my entire life.
Pourquoi?
I don't think he speaks German. It looks like about 19 trees have been felled.
I know.
In order, we've got what wood is this on here?
It's quilted ash.
It's quilted ash on the front.
Quilted ash on the sides.
Quilted back and sides. We've got what looks like some sort of...
I think that is just... you know the stuff that plectrums are made out of or whatever?
Tortoise shell.
Ish.
That's what it's like.
Yeah, but you can get a plastic one, can't you? Yeah. I can't remember.
It's like a tortoise shell bind. Six tortoises have been de-shelled in order to make that on there. And we just...
That is a funny thing, actually. Just to totally go off the point. Do you know why shell is called shells?
Called a shell?
No, why the company Shell, company, do you know why it's called Shell?
I don't, but let me make a guess, first of all. Let me see if I can get this, because I would assume it's something to do with the fact they have to dig down into the sea to get the oil and stuff.
Carry on.
And thus, they felt the shell was appropriate.
No, apparently. They used to import shells. That's how it started.
Did they?
Yeah, they called them shell.
Well, clearly they've missed out on the market there.
Seriously.
Really? That's the reason, right? You see, this show's full of useful information, isn't it?
I wonder what you're going to finish then with useful information. Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
it is. Just, and this is our next offering.
No, but a bit louder there, I think, Les.
Can I? Okay.
That's it. No more now.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is the reason why we've had to plug the electric in the same way. Because this electroacoustic. Looks rather expensive.
Yes, you see. Because you don't know how much it cost.
No.
Because, so I want you to sort of think, you know, give us your best estimate.
Well, let me just give you an example. It looks a bit outrageous, it has to be said. It's for those of you familiar with the shape, or well, it's a standard sort of electro cutaway.
Yeah.
So you can get those sort of... get those sort of top frets.
Yep.
It's quite a versatile instrument. It's got a built-in tuner, which is quite clever.
Yeah.
But it's good. Let's sort of compare it to, if we can, to the previous one, which is a bit sort of strange, but... It's got that sort of good sort of... Let me just wind this treble up a little bit so we can get a bit more of a sort of a country sort of sound. So a good sort of country sound. Let me just take down a little bit there. But you've got some nice sort of finger picking.
Whoops.
One slight...
We can cut that out. Yeah.
Sorry, yeah.
Edit that out.
One slight problem is, I must admit, this is one slight design defect, and this is going to be my excuse now. I've got it positioned pretty much like a normal position, but I can't make out the fret markers because there's so much tortoiseshell all down the side of it. I couldn't see where I was going.
It's blending into the pattern.
Wind it back a bit.
What was that?
Tune I've been playing it for years.
Really? Because it actually sounds familiar. You know, like when you get a tune and it's sort of on the edge of your sort of familiarity and you think, I'm sure I've heard
Well, it's sort of like a little Irish thing, really, isn't it? It's a bit of a Celtic sort of, you know, it's sort of a...
Yeah.
It's a little thing in D major. It's quite nice, that sort of stuff. It's good for... Okay, we've got this passing through the desk. There's a little bit of compression on it, but it's quite good for... The sort of slightly quicker stuff sort of works. It works quite well on it. So, this was expensive then?
Not time. Going to keep you guessing.
For how long?
Well, you know, a week or so. You ought to have a guess, though. So, what do you think?
If it was hanging up in a shop, I would say you're looking at least £500. Probably...
I'm trying to keep my poker face.
Okay. Probably somewhere between sort of £500 or £700, I would have thought.
Okay.
You wouldn't, if you looked at it and thought it was £695, £699,
right,
you wouldn't think to yourself, that is expensive. Okay. You have to look at it.
Because it's well finished, isn't it? I mean, you know. In fact, we nearly had do you remember? We nearly had quads, didn't we?
What was that?
That blue thing I brought round.
Oh, yeah, you know, we did buy one, didn't we?
Yes, we did, yeah. And I'm going to give it away to a charity shop.
Oh, yeah?
Do you know, honestly, it is so bad, I actually daren't ask money for it. I can't bring myself... Because I would actually have to describe it as being rubbish.
This is the problem, isn't it? You can pick up some bargains.
Yeah.
And you can pick up some stuff that is cheap.
Yeah.
But not a bargain.
Correct.
This actually... Well, this is very good, actually. Mm. Is it as good as a Martin or a Taylor? Probably not. So I don't think it's going to be that expensive. But certainly, you know, it's actually called a Dean, made by Dean. Now, the first concerning thing is it says handcrafted in China. Well, there's a contradiction in terms, isn't it? I think maybe the handcraft. So immediately you know it's really mass produced.
Yeah.
But I've got to say, I'm looking through, I can't see a flaw. Can you?
No, I've looked around it and it is. I must have. As I say, rare. You know, if you think about that other one, which again was probably made in China.
Yeah.
I mean, that must have been made, you know, by somebody with sort of, you know, two bricks and a spoon type thing. I mean, it's, you know, because I daren't ask money for it. I'm just going to give it away to a charity shop and hope, you know, somebody offers something for it. Because to sell it, you'd have to describe it, wouldn't you? And to describe it accurately, you would actually have to say it's rubbish.
Did you bump that Les Paul copy you picked up for a few hundred pounds? The one that was so heavy, you actually had to have
an extra, gave it away.
An extra arm.
I gave it away.
You gave it away?
Yeah, absolutely. I gave it away. I gave it away to Steve at work.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to sell that.
No. Couldn't be bothered.
That was the one where you paid extra money to have it professionally set up by the guitar shop.
Oh, yes.
When it arrived, all the buttons had fallen off.
Yes. And if you remember, the box was soaked. It, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it probably was played at Glastonbury. Because it was terrible.
Sound, isn't it?
It's got. I think the tone of it is really
it's
nice.
It's very good, very, very, very good. Yeah. So we don't turn the price here.
No.
Okay. Well, we'll move on to the next instrument.
Okay, and this is yours.
This is something I've picked up here, and I'm going to actually mention the guy's name. Let me just put this down first.
Okay. Do I need to turn it down?
No, because we'll have to move this around a bit.
Okay. Are you actually going to be sort of doing anything to help people along their guitar playing way today?
I may well do a bit later.
Okay.
A bit later, yeah, in the show. Not much. In fact, there isn't too much time to go, but I will be doing something a bit later, no doubt. I was on eBay. As you know, we were on eBay ourselves.
Yes.
Guitar Fly. We started putting
it. I've forgotten that.
And I was looking at some other instruments that came up, and this particular, which is a resonator.
Yes.
Now, I've got a full nickel resonator, the full silver one.
It weighs half a ton.
Yeah, and this one's quite good. Anyway, it's a quarter of a ton. This is a wooden bodied one. I thought, I'll bid on it. I thought, I'm not that fussed, to be truthful.
You do have a few guitars in there.
If I get it, it's great. It's a bit of a different sound.
Yeah.
And I won the bid.
Yeah.
And the guy's first name is called David. And I forget his surname. My sincere apologies, because I did sort of say in an email that I would mention him. I think it's David Hepworth.
Right.
But his name is Mr. Kane Toad. Is his,
that's Australian.
Is eBay? Is eBay?
Why choose an Australian animal for your eBay handle?
What are cane toads?
Cane toads, Aussie, isn't it?
Oh, is it?
They have that.
Oh,
didn't they have that epidemic of cane toads because the cane toads were eating everything else?
Oh, right.
I mean, I think they're massive. They're like, you know, big, big, big toads.
Oh, right.
And obviously hungry.
But I think I can. I mean, he's not emailing me back to say yes. Please mention me. So I've just gone ahead and done it. But he's got 100% feedback rating. So he's. I think it's fair that we can mention him without.
Okay,
people can buy from him with some confidence. Okay. I have certainly bought from him. He has delivered on time.
Yeah.
Let me just get over here. I bought it because it's the most insane looking resonator. It's a tricone.
Right.
Which means it's got three cones.
Never.
That's a problem, yeah. It's a bizarre looking thing, isn't it? In fact, there's a big T. On the bridge there. The bridge is a T.
Is that to put actually sort of rest your hand on for picking, do you think? Because it looks that way, doesn't it?
One could assume that is the case. I don't think it is necessarily. It's actually an Ozark.
Oh, right.
And it's... I don't know how old it is. It's interesting, actually, because I know how much this costs. These retail about £500.
Really?
I think it's £550, I think he said to me, the retail on there. And I must admit, the build is generally okay.
Yeah.
There's a few areas. This is always the area where people struggle with guitar, in fact, is the binding.
Right.
And also, you know, it's that bit where the actual neck joins the body.
Yes,
there's always a bit on there. This is not going to sound so great because we've run out of microphones. So I'm going to have to stretch.
You're going to have to stand
a bit. I'm going to have to stand up on this one. You just bear with me 2 seconds.
Okay. Well done.
I'm not up yet.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to sort of position this around. Ah. quite a sort of a it's a strange sort of sound.
Do you know, honestly, whenever I hear you play a resonator, Dire Straits come to mind straight away. I don't know what it is. It's just instant.
No, it's not,
it's the sound.
Let's even get. I'm in a very awkward position. If anyone were to walk in now, this is the most bizarre. I'm having to sort of position myself. It's going to sound terrible. I don't think I could stand it. But it's kind of that sort of bluesy sort of, you know, as a.
In fact, Stuart, do you know what? While you're in that position, let me fetch a spoon.
For those of you who are curious now, I'm actually I've got one leg on one chair. I've got the guitar up to the other leg there, trying to position it 3 foot off the ground to reach the microphone. You can't now.
Because that's
interest?
Perfect for playing
the
spoon.
Oh dear!
You're going to rick your back.
One of the problems with this guitar is not one of the problems, but one of the. Oh, I need to sit down again. It's not as overly resonator sounding.
Not as
because it's a wooden body, you see. So
absolutely.
So it's
it just has that twang, doesn't it? That resonator twang.
Every so often you catch it. Doesn't sound. Like a true acoustic, yeah. Does it? Yeah, but very good. I won't say how much. I won't say how much I pay for it because I mean you can check my. Well, I got it for less than half price.
Well, that's not bad, is it?
Which I thought was very, very good.
That's pretty good
on there. So that was a good little purchase.
So we've added greatly to the stable while we've been away.
Let me just put that down.
Make sure it doesn't drop. Is it?
So then, the show's almost over, but I did promise to give some advice.
Yeah.
And we've had no emails, mainly because we've been off the air for 2.5 months.
But I'm surprised, actually, that nobody sort of even emailed to say...
Where are we?
Where are you?
Oh, we get the odd sort of people ask us.
Really?
Yeah,
the odd people. The odd people.
No, I don't mean they're strange. I mean, they're just... Oh, there are not many of them.
Oh, okay.
But... I'll tell you what I'll do, actually. This is a good little trick, actually, okay. That's I picked up many, many years ago. Are we on?
Yeah.
Okay, back on that, the Dean guitar here. Yeah. Good little trick, actually, whereas if you ever need to play live somewhere in a bar or whatever...
That was short and sweet.
if it's plugged in like this...
Sorry, I'm just getting weird thoughts in my mind. It's like, best bit of advice I can give you. If you go for a long drive, take your car. Sorry.
Anyway, I've lost my train of thought now. Oh, yeah. When you're playing live in a bar or something, okay, here's a little trick you can do. If it's plugged in like it is, okay, you always get a natural bit of compression.
Right.
Don't know why. Okay. So it does tend to make the bass sound a bit more... It's a weird sort of sound. Yeah. Okay, obviously there's some reverb. So what you can do is, if you're not finger picking, it doesn't matter. Yeah. You don't have to catch the bottom string perfectly, like sort of. Okay.
Right.
You don't have to do it like that.
Okay.
What you can do is you can just catch it sort of like. Okay.
Right.
So immediately it makes stuff sound a bit more interesting. So if you were just doing, like a normal sort of, doing sort of I don't know. That sort of thing there.
Okay,
what you can do is, you can actually just get that little bass going a bit more. Get that sort of like...
Yeah.
It becomes slightly sort of... how should I put it? It's slightly sort of rhythmic.
Yes.
You know, so rather than actually sort of worrying about getting your fingers in the right place, if you catch it slightly light where it's not...
Yeah. Where it doesn't actually ring out. It still gives the...
Yeah, get that sort of,
basically what you're saying is, if you don't press the string right, it still sounds okay. And people might actually think that you're doing it on purpose.
Well, I mean normally it doesn't sound... It sounds like you've sort of fluffed it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But when you've got that compression, obviously boosts the level a little bit, gives it oomph, passing through the sort of PA system, it comes out as a thump.
Yeah.
So, right. It's a bit more than... So I'm I'm trying to actually make it sound worse than,
so it's worse than it is.
So
yeah.
You can make it out. But
it's exaggerating.
Yeah, that's a very simple tip really on there. Okay. We need another tip really before we finish on the on the show. While I'm thinking of one, Les, can you just remind the listeners how they would contact the show should they feel so way inclined?
Would it be guitarfly at guitarfly.com? No?
Well, technically you were half correct there. Oh. Well, the last bit's right, isn't it?
Yeah, obviously.
So it's not...
It would be... Oh, yes, sorry. It's on the fly at guitarfly.com. I'll say that again because you were playing over.
I was trying to introduce you now. So I was trying to
okay,
do it.
Right, do it again. You can contact the show by... Hang on.
Go on.
On the fly at guitarfly.com.
On the fly, guitar fly.
I just said that.
But no, I'm just repeating it.
Why?
In case anyone so startled by the fact you got it right. Okay. And what would the website be?
It would be www.guitarfly.com. Oh, not an introduction. Is that an ending?
No, that's finished. Okay, enough's enough. From there.
Was it right?
Yeah.
Great stuff.
Yeah. To be honest with you, I'm not prepared any tips and advice this week. I thought we've used enough time up there.
Okay.
But next week we will.
Next month.
So the start of the month. It'll count with the start of the month. There or thereabouts.
Yeah.
Okay. So August show.
Yeah.
We'll get the electric going properly.
Yes.
On there. We'll try and answer some sort of questions and stuff.
Yes.
On there.
I want to buy. Oh, do you know what? I actually want to buy some weird guitars.
You've got to calm down, because otherwise you'll be one of them TV programs about how people have lost it. But you out. I mean, you don't play. This is the ironic thing, listeners. You don't. Les doesn't actually play.
Oh no, I played years ago. I just love them. I think they're a superb instrument.
Yeah,
and I'd like to see you play them.
Ah, well, that's very nice of you.
It must be like a fetish. Did you hear about that? No, but I'm not mentioning it, actually. There was a guy. Oh, go on. Yeah, there was a guy that has been up in court, and the only thing they could do him on was an ASBO, because he had a fetish of women's feet and legs.
And that's both. That's not sure. That's right. An
so what he used to do. What he used to do. I mean, it was in the paper, so I can tell you the story. But what he used to do, right? He had a camera fitted, a secret camera fitted in his car, to photograph women's feet and legs, or to film women's feet and legs. And he used to pretend to be broken down in a car park, in a supermarket car park, and he would ask women that were passing by to sort of jump in and try and start his car for him while he was under the bonnet.
Yeah.
And he was filming the legs and feet.
Oh right, yeah.
Weird. Yeah, so, and the only thing they could do him for was an ASBO. And do you know why? Because it was in public property. If it was in private, if it was filming in private property,
right,
somewhere private, then he could actually be done for his weirdness. But because it was in a public place, he couldn't. So the only thing that they could throw at him was an ASBO.
Yeah. I was sorry, I thought you were going to do a guitar related story then.
No, not at all. No. I just thought I'd mention it in passing because it was, you know. I was just thinking, it's like, you know, I must have a guitar fetish.
You have got a guitar. In fact, I'd be interested to know how many guitars. I mean, how many have we got in our collection? There are currently in this room. Well, there's obviously three in this room at the moment.
Yeah.
Three. There's a fourth in the other room. Fifth, sixth, seven. There's eight in this house at the moment.
Right.
Can anyone beat eight?
Oh, I bet there's going to be loads of people with more than eight.
We tend to get a few people. I'll tell you the other thing that I haven't got many of, and thank goodness.
Photos.
No, it's like amplifiers. We left now. Only got one.
Yeah. I sold my Spanish guitar. That would have been but, you know.
This is quite nice. This is.
It is.
How much is it?
I'll tell you.
There's no point waiting.
Just to say, all I'm going to say is, you are very wide of the mark. Now, the question is it up or down?
Anyway.
Keeping my poker face on.
Absolutely. Until next month then, Les. Have a good month.
I'm going to try, yes.
The show will go out roughly at the start of the month, each month.
Yeah.
So August show is next month.
Yeah.
Okay. Have a good month.
I'm going to try.
Excellent. Email the show onthefly@guitarfly.com.
Yep.
And we shall see you next month then, in that case.
Yes.
Take care then.
Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye now.